Hello and welcome. This is another installment in the Demystifying Android series, and this installment is called Demystifying App Management on the Android Platform. The impetus for this installment, this demonstration, is that I've noticed that, for one thing, there are a lot of questions coming up on the list on how to remove an application or even how to find an installed application. And secondly, I noticed that a lot of people seem to feel more comfortable or insist on using the Google Play Store through their computer, presumably because they feel more comfortable using the screen reader, which they already know. That's understandable, but the problem is that this is only a workaround, and often there are errors that occur, and applications seem to not get installed properly, or even because Google, at least I find it, Google Play Store and other Google services to be not so blind friendly to use on graphical browsers on the PC. It can be kind of problematic, and people even have questions on how to use the Play Store on their PC. So I personally prefer to use my phone for all app management. In fact, I tend to prefer to use my phone for any kind of graphical work. Otherwise, I prefer using the command line and the computer. I find the computer is not, and the graphical desktop is not very suited for used by blind people, however good the screen reader is. I find that command line is efficient, and I find I've discovered to my surprise that the touch interface is actually rather efficient to use for blind people as well. But I prefer to do all my app management on my Android phone, and I will take you through some of the steps,
calendar,
some of the common ways in which we can interact with the application. The first way is very obviously the Play Store, the application. It was designed by Google, and it's all about apps, and it's all about content, installing applications and finding music and magazines. But applications are definitely front and center. So we will open the Play Store.
Home screen, file, folder, Google, folder opened, 3x3, YouTube, Play Store. Capital G.
Okay, so firstly, we'll cover finding and installing an application. Currently, I'm reviewing testing out several RSS readers, and the latest that came up on the list is called D7, so I will try locating and installing that. First, on the top right corner of the screen, you will find a search button. Pretty much everywhere you are in the Play Store, no matter the screen, you will find a search button there. Top right corner.
Search Google Play. Edit box. Search Google Play. Showing items 1 to 5.
There comes a screen with the keyboard already open, ready to type, and a list of my latest searches. So if I wanted to revisit one of them, I just have to tap on one of them. But now I will input D7.
D. D. 5. 6. 7. 7.
By the way, it'll show, when you type, it'll show suggestions based on recent searches or common searches.
D7 Reader Pro RSS Pipe News by Droidlib 7. D7.
And suggested D7. Apps as well.
D7 Reader RSS Pipe News by Droidlib.
But I will just, the corner, the right bottom corner of the keyboard, of course, there's a search button.
Search. Apps.
So it'll come up with a full list.
Chosen by music group. Showing items 1 to 8 of 22. D7 Reader Pro RSS Pipe News by Droidlib 7.
D7 Reader Pro.
Options button. 2. D7 Reader RSS Pipe News Droidlib 7. Free button.
And this is the basic version, which I will install to try out. So I'll tap on this one.
Search query.
It opens up the screen.
Share.
And it'll give me information about this application. I'll start from the very top and
navigate up.
We'll work our way through. I'll just swipe through each item so we can cover them.
Apps. Search Google Play. Include in wish list. Share.
Include in wish list. So you can have your own wish list of applications, either that you want to buy or which you want to go back to later for possibly installing. This is a neat little feature, and I use it often, especially when I'm researching apps that I might want to try out or review or install when I'm on the go, and I get interrupted. I just hit the add to my wishlist button and I can go back to it later to investigate.
Share
is to tell all your mates about it. It'll bring up a screen with many possible ways of sharing text, Google Plus and so forth, depending on what application's installed on your phone or tablet.
D7 Reader RSS Pipe News. DROIDLAB7.
That's the author.
Install button.
And the install button to install the application, which we will do shortly.
Screenshot.
A screenshot.
Screenshot. Screenshot. 781 reviews with average rating of 4.0, 50,000 plus downloads, updated on July 30th, 2013. Download size 662 kilobytes.
Now that's very important. That's the information that's relevant to the application. It'll tell you how many reviews there are and what is the average rating of the application. It'll tell you how many installs it has, when it was last updated, and how big the package is. Little tip if you're new to Android, completely new. It's a very good idea to pay attention to the average rating, how many people reviewed it. User reviews are usually not very useful, taken singly, because people have such varying opinions, and you read such insightful comments as, it sucks, or perhaps, oh, this is the best app I ever had in my whole life, I would marry it, and so forth. It's hardly worth reading at all, but if you have, let's say, 100 or 200 or 300 or 5,000 reviews and you have a very poor rating or a very high rating, it's usually a very good way of knowing right away whether it's an app you should install or not. Because on the Android Play Store, there are so many applications and some of them are really astounding. And there's a lot of work that went into it, even if it's by a very small developer. Sometimes they're very polished. And then sometimes you have applications which probably eat up your phone if you install them, and it's terrible. So it's really a very good idea to pay attention to how many people bothered to review it and what kind of average rating you come up with. Usually, you know, if you have an application that's got 16 downloads and either very high or low reviews, it's kind of difficult to tell whether it's worth installing. It's a good idea to at least pay attention to the permissions and ask for, because sometimes they can be duds or they can be not very good applications, either purposely malicious or inadvertently badly written. So it's a very good idea to pay attention to this line. And also this line will tell you when the application was last updated, which can also be worthwhile paying attention to, because if you have an app which was last updated in 2011 or 2010, you might want to think twice about installing it. I mean, not that it's not going to work, but it's going to have a hopelessly antiquated interface, and by the time, if it hasn't been updated in more than a year, then it's unlikely that it'll ever be updated again. So you might not want to put time into it in learning it and trying to integrate it in your workflow.
413 people plus one single quote do this.
This is the plus one button. This is tied in with Google services and Google Plus. This allows you to put in your plus one, say, that without going through the hassle of reviewing it and saying, oh, this is worth it, this is not worth it. In just a sec, when we deal with reviewing applications, I'll go back to it. But this is also something that can give you a very slight indication of how worthwhile the application is.
Description. Supported services, Feedly Cloud.
Now it reads the description. Support.
You need to register with either of the services to use this app. 3*D7 Read Pro ad free paid version. Faster and less memory footage is available
all of it,
in the market.
It suffices to say that this is the description for this application. Podcast.
What's new?
This is the... usually you'll find that below the description. It tells you a bit about the latest update.
2.27 asterisk enabled renaming subscription title for Feedly asterisk fixed custom subscription name appeared reviews
so forth.
New updates available average 4.0
and you can see what the average starts. Reviews Four. Are I honestly very seldom bother going this far down.
Greta Pipe Google Reader Pipe RSS by Norinian. D7 Reader Pro RSS Pipe News by Droidlab 7.
That's it, but at the bottom, if you scroll all the way down, you have suggestions of similar applications or what other applications people have looked at or installed who came this way.
DROIDLAB 7. Users also viewed. Greta Pipe Google Reader Pipe RSS
Such
by Norinian. Double tap Greta Pipe Google Reader Options button. Free button. Feedly. Google Reader News RSS.
Okay, so that's about it. So if you're interested in this application and you want to see what other applications there are out there, you might want to scroll down and it gives you other applications by this author and other applications that were viewed by people.
Include in wishlist.
So now we're going to install it.
Install button.
I tap the install button for reference because we went through linear navigation. All the relevant buttons are already on top of the screen. You have your share button,
include in wishlist.
Your include in wishlist
search
button,
Google Play.
Your search button. There are a row of buttons at the
New
top of the screen.
Available.
If I move my finger down, it's on the right and below that top row of button.
Install button.
I get my install button.
Double tap to select.
And if I tap that...
Google Play Store. App permissions.
Comes up the screen with the app permission. Now, this is very important. If you are a very dedicated user, you will read this for every single application you install. I must admit that I do not. I only read this more attentively when I'm installing an application I'm not sure of, or doesn't have very good reviews, or doesn't have many downloads. So I'm interested to see what it wants to do with the platform and with the API. If I'm installing, I don't know, a top developer, if I'm installing a Google app or the official Twitter app, I won't bother reading it. Often the list can be quite long and involved. But usually these people would not jeopardize their good names by overstepping the line, so I just don't bother. But for smaller applications, sometimes it's worth reviewing, and it'll tell you what permissions this application thinks it needs in order to function happily on your device.
App permissions. D7 Reader RSS Pipe News. Needs app storage. Modify or delete the contents of your USB storage. Phone calls. Read phone status and identity. System tools. Prevent phone from sleeping. Network communication. Full network access. See all.
So there you are.
Accept button.
And now we want to accept and download.
Google Play Store. New updates available. Google Play Store. D7 Reader RSS Pipe News. 781 reviews with share. D7 Reader RSS Pipe News. DROIDLAB.
It should be installing.
New updates available. D7 Reader RSS
Pipe
News.
Yes, I know the
news.
New updates available. It really wants me to know about that.
Share. D7 Reader RSS. Rate this review.
D7 Reader RSS. I think it's installed. Usually it...
Installing D7 Reader RSS Pipe News. Successfully installed D7 Reader RSS Pipe News.
And there we are. So, usually...
D7 Reader added to news smart folder.
So now the application is installed.
Uninstall button.
That's why I actually have an uninstall button.
Open button.
And I have an open button on that screen, so I could open the application straight from the screen after having installed it. Also, it puts a notification in the notification area to tell you that it was installed properly. And if you tap that notification, it will open the application for you the first time around. Or, as I said, we could tap the open button here and open the application, launch the application, which we won't do because D7 Reader has really nothing to do with this demonstration. It was just for the purpose of installing it. However, now that it's installed, there's another slight feature here that I would like to demonstrate, which is that
rate this review.
I can now rate the application. I would like to take a few seconds to share with you this very strange thing, and it took me quite a while to figure out how to review applications, because the button here is somehow mislabeled. I don't know. It says rate this review, and I think they would either mean rate and review or rate this application. I do not know why they say rate this review, rate this item, perhaps. It's very puzzling. And so if you're scrolling through the interface, you hear rate this review. At least it did not occur to me to tap that. But if you do, there comes the relevant screen.
Alert review by unrated summary.
So there you are. It comes up. Let's explore it very quickly.
D7 Reader added to news smart folder. Edit box. Comment.
It's, by the way, the review screen is the least accessible screen of the whole Play Store application. So it's usable, but it's not the most accessible. So
D7 Reader added to news smart SMASI.
That's my status bar that's getting kind of full, so. Actually, so that nobody gets annoyed through the rest
Shade
of this
opened.
Demo, I will just go.
D7 Reader added. Tasker, August 10th, 2013. Clear all notifications.
And clear notifications.
Alert review by S. Massey. Unrated.
Okay.
Summary. Comment. Cancel. Okay.
Right. So, review by, that's my name. By the way, reviewing is tied to your Google Plus profile. So, I don't know if you can review without creating first your Google Plus profile. It takes your name anyway straight from there, and the purpose was to tame things, because anonymous reviews, of course, were less even more full of insightful comments, such as I've described earlier. And I believe by tying it with the Google Plus profile, they also were finally able to enable developers to respond straight to the review straight on the Play Store. In any case, by S. Massey, that's
Massey.
Me. And now
edit box summary
comes the part which is kind of inaccessible. Really, that's the inaccessible part, is the rating. The rating is a seek bar that does not speak. You can only tell by the tones that you moved into that area. If you double tap and slide it, you can rate the application. I believe it's split in five areas, because the rating is really out of five. So I'll double tap here and move my finger. You can hear by the tones that I'm going through from, like, I'm all the way up to five now. 4, 3, 2. Okay, so for instance, if I wanted to give it a 4, I went all the way up to 5, and then I slid back left until I heard one tone. I will release, and you can find out what rating you gave by can you explore
edit above average.
Yeah, okay. So if you explore just above the edit field there, it'll tell you above average is 4, average is 3, below average is 2. I don't remember what it says for the others, but it's fairly obvious from that what rating you gave. But the actual process of setting the rating itself is not obvious. It's not accessible. And if you don't know about it, you won't be able to. So once again, you find...
Review. Ring a silent 4G phone 1 bar. S. Massey.
You find a name. And below the name, you wait till you hear the tone that tells you you're in a different area. That's your seek bar. You can either do it from the top, from the review name, or from the bottom, from the edit field. And you tap, and you slide, and you listen to the tones for your cue. Okay. So, for instance, now I gave it a very low rating.
Edit box, summary. Edit box, summary. Edit box, comment. Edit box, summary, unrated.
Unrated. If you slide all the way to the left, it will remain unrated. So, I guess that would be 6 then. 6.
Ring a silent.
6 divide.
Edit box, summary.
Yeah. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. Enough about that. You locate it and you can give it a rating, but you have to rely on the tones, and you have to afterwards perhaps explore just above, either explore or use linear navigation to go above the summary field there to double check that you gave the rating which you intended. So further down you have the summary.
Edit box, summary.
That's where you...
Excellent. Edit box.
That's where you write something like, it's wonderful, or it's awful, I can't sleep anymore since I've used this app. And then further down...
Edit box. Comment.
You have the actual comment where you can expound on what troubled you or what made you happy. And when you're done...
OK button.
You have the OK button. The OK button saves your review. It's worth noting
the
that
Play Store.
I just hit back now. It's worth noting that you can always go back and edit your review. You can update your score and your comment. You just tap rate this review, and you can edit it and change your rating.
2.27 asterisk enabled renaming sub 413 people plus one single quote be this.
By the way, when you hear that,
rate this 413 people plus one single quote be this.
If you tap that,
double tap to select,
you just plus one'd it. Unfortunately, there is no way to know whether you already did plus one it or not. The only way to really know for sure is to listen to that tiny click when you tap, because it's it acts as a bit of a checkbox. So if you listen to the pitch, that's a little lower. It means it's unchecked. And this is a little higher. It means it's checked. I don't even know whether it's going to be audible in the recording. It's quite low. But
rate this review. 414 people plus one single quote be this. 781 reviews with 413 people plus one single quote be this.
You see, now we can tell that I'm plus one-ing it or not, because we're below 1,000. Once you're past 1,000 plus ones, it doesn't give you the full number. This is below 1,000, so you can see that if I hit plus one,
413 people plus one single quote be this.
If I hit it,
414 people plus one.
So I can see my plus one there being added or removed. I just removed it again. But if you're over 1,000, there's no way to know. You just have to rely on the little click. If it's a little higher pitched, it means that you just added a plus one, or just like checking a checkbox. And if it's a little lower pitched, it means you removed your plus one. And it's just like unchecking a box. So that's about it for installing and the rate and review process. Next, we want to talk about updating our applications. That's very important. How do you update your applications? Well, often you will get notifications telling you new updates available, and you can just tap that notification. It'll open the Play Store for you with the main view of installed applications. But if you don't get that notification, if you just want to check, or if you didn't have time to do it when the notification came up and you just cleared it, what you do is you go in the Play Store, you open the Play Store app, and you will, depending on your device, find a More Options button, on-screen button, or possibly a virtual menu button, depending how it works. Or if you have, like me, a Samsung phone with a capacitive menu button, you will hit the menu button.
Showing 7 items. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7.
And while we're here, we're going to cover the whole thing.
My apps.
My apps.
Double tap to select.
My apps is what we want to tap to go to the main app view.
Auto update. Checkbox. Not checked.
That's where you can very quickly enable or disable auto updating of applications.
My wish list.
My wish list, I mentioned that earlier, I believe, is we can add applications to wish lists. That's a very practical feature. And if you want to revisit your wish list, that is where you go. You're going to tap my wish list and you're going to see your whole wish list now.
Redeem.
Redeem, that's for gift cards. They are just coming to Canada, I believe. They are available in the States. I don't know if they're available in the UK yet or in Europe. But they are definitely finally coming. I mean, it's high time, because not everyone has a credit card, and it can be quite practical to have a gift card, and it's even better if someone gives you one. Next.
Accounts.
Accounts is to manage your accounts if you have more than one Google account, for instance.
Settings.
Settings.
Help.
We will cover that later. Help is rather obvious. Okay, so let's...
My apps.
Tap my apps, yeah.
Play Store.
Okay.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 22.
So now I have apps which need to be updated. This is the list of installed apps by default, and the applications in need of an update come on top. So let's see what I have here.
All updates. Rogers Anyplace TV by Rogers Communications Inc. Twitter by Twitter Inc. Visual Voicemail Plus by Rogers Communications Inc. Visual.
So I have three applications. Two of them are from my carrier, Rogers Wireless, here in Canada, and I have not been updating them for months now. In fact, I updated one visual voicemail and it was buggy, so I had to revert to the installed version. And what's going to happen is that later in this demonstration I will cover how to disable applications so that I can get rid of this. But I have Twitter here, the official Twitter client.
Rogers Anyplace, Twitter by Twitter, Inc.
So I will go and update
Double
that.
Twitter.
But before I do, I would like to mention that
all.
You have tabs
Navigate
here.
Up.
You have all and installed, so updates. I could see all applications. But updates, if you go just
update all button
below and to the right
Double
of the updates heading, I have an update all button. So you can hit that and all your applications will be updated. If there are changes in permissions, you may be required to revalidate them. But otherwise, it's just going to pull all the applications and install and update them for you. Yeah, it's worth knowing. Now let's go and
Rogers Anyplace TV by Twitter by Twitter.
Update Bing. Twitter. So I tap Twitter.
Double tap to select.
Here I am.
Twitter. Share.
I have my Rove button always
to
on top. This
Double
is the
and hold long press.
Specific application, the screen for one application.
Search Google Play.
I have
Share.
I have Share
search
and
Google
Search.
Play.
I cannot add it to my wish list because it's already installed on my device. I have
Twitter. Uninstall button.
An uninstall button and
Double tap update button.
An update button.
Double tap to select.
The
Screen
rest is
stay on. Screenshot.
The rest is very much the same as what we covered in the previous example. So I have an update button here.
Share, Twitter, update button.
And I tap it.
Google Play Store, app permissions.
See the permissions. When you're updating a single app, it will show you the permissions screen every time. When you're updating all apps, it only asks for those apps, the permission of which actually changed. So it just wants me to revalidate this.
Storage, modify or delete the contents of your network communication, your personal information, see all.
Okay.
Continue button.
Sure, Twitter, you can have my personal information. Let's go.
Google Play Store, Play Store. Cancel this download button.
See, now where the update button was...
Alert error. Update for Twitter could not be downloaded due to an error. 497 OK. Error.
I don't know what this
update for Twitter
error
OK
is.
Button. Play Store.
Let's see.
Ringer silent. LTE phone 1 bar. Battery 68.
I don't know. Perhaps the network signal was a little too low. Or maybe there's some problem on the Play servers. This is not really important at this point. But the idea is that you can just hit update and it will update. Rather simple, actually. Now, let's go back to the main installed app view. I just hit back.
Showing items 1 to 7.
And we will cover uninstalling an application. Yes, I had picked a victim for this. I think it's called Location Alarm.
Ebook droid PDF and DJVU, AVE reader by Geometer, a speak by Kane Temwar Technologies, ES File Explorer, English Dictionary, Ebook droid PDF and DJVU reader by MDiv.
Sure, Ebook droid is not very accessible, so let's get rid of it. There.
Screenshot. Open button.
I could open it.
Uninstall button.
Oh, I can uninstall it, and let's do that.
Alert, do you want to uninstall this app? Cancel. Okay.
Do I want to uninstall it?
Okay button.
Yeah, I do. Bye-bye.
Play Store.
Unlike when you... We'll see that later. When you do it through the application manager, you get a confirmation. When it's done through the Play Store, you don't really get a confirmation. My guess is that it just queues the operation for a later time. In any case, this application is now uninstalled. So this covers the main operations for the Play Store. While we are here, we can give the settings a quick glance.
Showing 6 items. Redeem. Accounts. Help. Settings. Play Store. Google Play Store.
There are not many settings, actually, so it won't take very long.
General. Notifications. Notify me about updates to apps or games that I downloaded. Checkbox. Checked.
That's if you want
to
have
select.
A notification whenever... whenever new updates are available, rather than having to go and check yourself. This is good to have. I hear there's a new Play Store version on the way that's actually going to keep notifications down to a minimum. So instead of shooting notifications every time something happens, it's going to consolidate them in one notification so it won't spam the notification area. I will welcome this change. In any case, having notifications on what's happening in terms of app management is always a good idea, so you probably want to keep this on.
Auto-update apps. Do not auto-update apps.
This is the same setting as can be changed from the menu. It's just to, if you prefer to have your applications update automatically. I personally don't, because I tend to like to know what's happening on my device, and I don't want nasty surprises, such as completely redesigned interfaces that are suddenly inaccessible, for instance. I'd rather read the change log before downloading. I don't always do so, but I do like to have an opportunity to do that. So I personally leave auto-update off, but I know that many people just like to have it happening behind the scenes, as it were. And so you might want to enable this if you're that kind of person.
Auto add widgets. Automatically add home screen widgets for new apps. Checkbox. Not checked.
That is an interesting and
double
important setting. Because when this is enabled, then the Play Store will add a shortcut. It says widget here, and that's a little misleading. But what it does is it adds a shortcut to any application you install on your home screen. Often at random, so you don't know exactly on which home screen it'll land. I find this more annoying than useful, so it's disabled. But I believe by default it's enabled. So if you, like me, don't like surprises and seeing shortcuts pop all over your home screens and prefer to manage that yourself, then you might want to disable this.
Clear search history. Remove all the searches you have performed.
That's
double tap to select.
That's an option for when you've been looking for porn on the Play Store and you don't want your partner to find out, so you clear all your search.
User controls. Content filtering. Set the content filtering level to restrict apps that can be downloaded.
Content filtering, at this point, some applications can be rated low maturity, for instance, so they're not stable, and presumably you could filter those out. I've looked at it, and there's not really a lot of control at this point, but presumably in the future it will expand and be perhaps a little more featureful. But at this point, it mostly gives you the opportunity to only install stable apps. In principle, though, I find that developers, some very stable applications are still rated low maturity, and some applications which should be run with only with the gloves and helmet on are rated as being for everyone. So I think Google has some work to do in terms of offering better filtering options, and perhaps teaching its developers to be a little more realistic about what kind of stability they are providing with their application. So I wouldn't waste my time on this, but it's there nevertheless. And that's about it for the settings in the Play Store.
Play Store.
And in fact, that's about it for this part of the demonstration covering the Play Store. Let's go home.
Home.
Let's talk about other ways to install applications. Installing an application from another source than the Play Store is known in the Android jargon as sideloading. Now we're going to see how to sideload an application. First of all, it's not really relevant to this demonstration, perhaps, but I would like to talk very briefly about security concerns regarding sideloading. When you install an application from the Play Store, in theory, at least, it's been reviewed up to a point. There are now certain mechanisms on the Play Store as well to scan for malignant implementations such as backdoors and other potentially harmful behavior that applications can engage in. So you are protected up to a point. However, if you install an application which you downloaded somewhere on the internet, for instance, or some stranger sent you by email, you are definitely opening yourself to potentially installing code which could be harmful to your device and to your data. So it's very important to bear that in mind, especially in light of a bug in the security framework which was discovered not too long ago, which apparently would allow someone to repackage an application and basically spoof a security key, and that the changes might not be noticeable. So this makes it even more important that when you do sideload an application, you make sure that you know where it's coming from and that it's coming from a trusted source. If you absolutely must sideload an application from an untrusted source, you should probably, at the very least, review the permissions very carefully and make sure that you know what this application can do and you know what boat you're getting in. It's, you know, 99% of the time it's going to be fine, but there are security implications, and a little bit of common sense will go a long way in that regard. This said, if you do want to sideload an application, you must first tell Android that you you want this feature on, because for the reasons which I have just indicated, the Android developers have seen fit to disable this by default, but it can be enabled. So what you do is that you go in settings. Let's do that now.
Showing four item, manage apps, Nova setting, system settings.
System settings.
Home. Settings. Device, power saving mode. Storage, application manager. Lock screen, locations, application, battery, power, store, security.
Security, you will
double
go under security.
Security.
And
encrypt device, encrypt external app, remote controls, SIM change alert, find my mobile, set up SIM card lock, make passwords visible. Encrypt device, pass, encrypt, find my mobile, make passwords visible. Device administrators, viewer disabled, device, make passwords visible, passwords, set up SIM card, find my mobile, SIM change alert, remote controls, encrypt external, find my mobile.
It should be there, but I must admit I have not been under this particular screen in a while.
Encrypt device. Ring a silent. 4G phone 2 bar. Encrypt. Encrypt. Find my mobile. Remote control. SIM change alert. Find my mobile. SIM card lock. Set up SIM card. Passwords. Make password. Make password. Device administration. Device administrators. View unknown sources. Allow installation
That's
of
it.
Apps from sources other than the Play Store. Checkbox. Checked.
It's under, just below device administrators. So you go in settings, security, and you scroll all the way down just past device administrators. You will see install from unknown sources, and you must check that checkbox. Otherwise, no matter what you do, it will not install. Now, once this is done, the next question that people will ask very often is, how do I transfer the application to my phone? There are countless ways of doing this. All you really need to do is to get it on local storage. So you could just transfer it via USB and use a file manager to explore to wherever it is that you transferred it and activate it from there. You could download it using a web browser if you put it on a web server, a local web server even. You could do that. You could use something like a Wi-Fi transfer to transfer it. It's just a file like any other. So whatever way which you feel most comfortable copying files to your device, I advise you to do the same with the application, which, by the way, as an extension, file extension is APK. So you transfer it whichever way you like. My favorite way is Dropbox for applications. I copy media in a different way, but Dropbox is just wonderful for small files, which most APKs are. So,
home screen 4.
Without
home
further
screen
ado,
six.
We will open Dropbox.
Home screen 5. Home screen 5. Ring a silent. 4G phone 2 bars. Battery 6. Dropbox. Dropbox.
And
Android.
We will
double tap
go
to select.
Under Android.
Double tap and hold long press.
That's where I have my files. And
a speak activity self-built up to Dropbox. Com. Google. Android. Marvin. TalkBack v3.5. 0_B1_R101.
Opaque. 2.0 meg. Alright, so here I have TalkBack version 3.5 beta 1, which I'm actually currently running, but I will reinstall it just to demonstrate. So it's fairly simple. I'm in Dropbox, I just tap on it.
Alert.com, Google, Android, Marvin, package installer.
There we are.
Package installer. Verify and install.
Nowadays, there are two package installers. One is just called
package installer.
Package installer. I mean, you can't get any more obvious than that. And the other is called verify and install.
Verify and install.
What verify and install does, I am not entirely sure, but it does involve contacting the Play servers. My guess is that sends some kind of checksum to be checked, potentially scanned for harmful content, I'm not sure. It does, though, require network communication, and it seems to provide an extra layer of security. So if you have network connection, you might want to do that. If you don't want to bother, you can
package installer.
Just go back to the good old package installer.
Verify always button disabled. Package installer. Always button.
This is, by the way, an action choosing dialog, in case you didn't recognize it. So it's asking me to choose one of those two applications to install my package. Now I checked package installer, and it gives me the option to do that always using that that application, or just once, which
just once button.
I will choose now.
Alert, replace application. This is a system application. Okay. Do you still want to replace it? All previous user data will be saved. Cancel. Okay. This is a okay button.
Yes, okay.
This is a system application. Okay button. Package installer. Allow this modifier. Delete the contents of your
Now I have my permissions screen, just like I did in the Play Store.
Install button.
And instead of instead of accept, it's install, but it's the same principle.
Package.
Now TalkBack goes silent because it's being reinstalled.
Package installer. Application installed.
Application installed.
Done button.
And done.
Dropbox.
I just sideloaded an application from Dropbox. So what did I do? I tapped on it. Because I have two package installers, possible package installers, I had to choose one. You may not have to go through that step if you only have one package installer, or you have one set as a default. And after that, I just had to, in that case, because it's a system application, confirm that I wanted to replace it. And finally, I had to accept the permissions. And once it was done, it told me that the application had been successfully installed, and I just hit the done button.
Home.
And here we are. Now, you can install applications directly like this. You can also manage your applications directly from the phone without going through the Play Store application. That's what we're going to demonstrate next.
Shade opened. Ring a silent. Bluetooth off. Settings.
Settings.
Settings. Application manager.
Application manager is where you want to go.
Application manager.
Here we are.
AK note. Alshare and record. App cache cleaner 2.1.
So here is my list of application. Let's pick one. Let's see. Another victim.
Word Player Music, 7.57 megabytes. Moon Plus Reader Pro, 23. Maluba, 11.98 megabytes. K9 Mail, Keep, 2. Key Keyboard. Kijiji, 5. Kobo, 50. LinkedIn, 13.49 megabytes. Location Alert, 1.19 megabytes.
Okay, Location Alert is my next
Double
victim.
Tap to select. App Info.
And when you tap on an application from the application manager, what you get is the app info screen. The app info screen is pretty key because you can gain a lot of information about your application from that screen. So let's explore it.
Ring a sight shade opened. App info application. Kobo, 53. Maluba, 11. Location alert, 1.1. App
excited here. Okay.
Ring a silent. 4. Location alert.
Location alert is the name of the application.
Version 1.01.
It tells me that this is 1. The version is 1.0.1.
Force stop button.
And gives me the option of force killing the application, whether it likes it or not.
Uninstall button.
It gives me the option of uninstalling the application, which we will do shortly.
Show notifications checkbox checked.
Now this is important. This allows you to control whether this specific application can push notifications to your notification area. If you disable this, this application will no longer be able to send notifications to you. This, for instance, can be very useful if you like the application but find it annoying. I did that with Twitter. I just silenced it because I use a different Twitter client, but I like having it around. And for instance, if you want to replace your default SMS client, for instance, I use Chomp SMS as opposed to the stock Samsung SMS application. Well, if you don't want to end up with two notifications every time you get a text, you'll want to go and disable whichever stock applications you happen to have. So you can just uncheck that little checkbox there, and no more notifications. It's a small tip, but it can be tremendously useful in certain circumstances.
Storage.
So it'll tell you about what kind of space this application is using for various purposes.
Total. 1.19 megabytes.
It uses up 1.91 megabytes.
Application. 1.04 megabytes.
The application itself is using a 1.04 megabyte.
USB storage app. 0.00 bytes.
Uses nothing in USB
data.
Storage.
160 kilobytes.
But it uses up 160 kilobytes in data.
SD card. 0.00 bytes.
It doesn't keep anything on my SD card.
Clear data button. Cache. Cache. 4.79 megabytes. Clear cache button.
Okay.
Clear data button. Zero.
A word about clear data. Clearing the app's data basically deletes everything that is not the application binary itself. So it's more or less reverts to the state it had when you just installed it. So if you're having problems with app corruption, with an app not behaving properly, you may want to try that step. Instead of uninstalling the application, reinstalling the application, what you can do is just go there and clear data. However, if you do clear the data, then your settings will be lost, and whatever else you are using this application to manage or keep will be gone as well. So be careful, but it's a very it's a quick way of restoring an application to the state it had when you just installed it. I did that with Skype at one point. After an upgrade, Skype stopped wanting to log in properly, and I just cleared data and re-entered my credentials, and it started working again properly.
Cache.
Cache is something slightly different. This is not the app data. This is just some data that the application keeps around rather than regenerating each time, so that it can be speedier. You can delete the cache without altering the app's behavior in any way whatsoever. You won't have to re-enter any settings. You won't see any changes, except that perhaps the application will run a little slower when you reopen it next time. So this is good to know, because some applications can keep a lot of cache around, or may not be very tidy about keeping the cache clean, so they can end up, if you have several of those, eating several hundred megabytes on your storage. So if you're starting having trouble and you see that an application is using up several hundred megabytes of cache, then you might want to clear your cache.
Cache. 4.79 megabytes.
For instance, this application here is using over 4 megabytes of cache.
Clear cache button.
But I could hit this button here.
Storage. Clear data button. Cache. 0.00 bytes.
Here we are. So I cleared the cache, and it's 0.0 bytes now that it uses. Perhaps if I ever reopened this application, which I will not because it's not very accessible, it would run a little slower, but that would be all the changes I would see.
Clear cache button. Disabled. Launch by default. No defaults set.
Now we come to the defaults. We saw when I was installing or reinstalling TalkBack earlier, I had to choose a package installer. I could have chosen, instead of just once, I could have chosen always for my given package installer. And every time I installed a package, it wouldn't ask me that anymore. It would just go right ahead and open that application and use it to install a package. However, I may change my mind later on, and that is why we have defaults here. Well, in this case, there's no defaults because this application doesn't really fit within any actions. But it could be the default, and then I would go and hit clear default.
Clear defaults button disabled.
And that would, next time I triggered the action, it would ask me again to choose an application. So this is also really important to know. Let's say, I don't know, where whenever you're making a phone call nowadays, Skype always launches. Well, this is annoying because you just want to use your cellular carrier. This may be because inadvertently or purposely last time you set Skype as your default outgoing call application. Well, what you would do is go and down the list of applications, find Skype, and hit the clear defaults button. And then the next time around where you're trying to place an outgoing call, you will be asked, do you want to use Skype or do you want to use your default dialer? And then you can choose differently. So this is a place to head if an application seems to launch when you're performing an action which you would rather not. First thing to do is to clear its defaults.
Permissions.
And then you can review the permissions.
This application can access the following on your device. Your location. Approximate network-based location, precise GPS location. Network communication. Full network access. Show all. Navigate up.
And that is the end of the app info screen. As you can see, many useful information is displayed there.
1.1 storage.
But what we'll do now,
version 1.01,
is very simple.
Four stop button. Uninstall button.
We will uninstall it.
Uninstall application. Location alert. Application will be uninstalled. Cancel button. OK button. OK application. OK button.
Bye-bye.
Uninstall application. Location alert. Uninstall finished. OK button.
So as you can see, unlike the Play Store, it gives you a confirmation that the uninstall is complete.
Application manager.
And here we are. We're done. So this this is it for uninstalling an application. There is only one last little point that I would like to cover here.
LinkedIn.
Is that, as you know, many, especially if you get a phone on contract from your carrier, it will tend to bundle certain applications with the phone, which you would rather not use. But you are stuck with them because they are part of the ROM. They cannot be uninstalled. They are part of the memory image that cannot be modified at all. So you have to live with them. I mentioned earlier visual voicemail from my carrier, Rogers, which when upgraded, basically insisted on starting even though I'm not subscribed to the service and would forever complain and place annoying notifications in my notification shade and generally wreak havoc. So I had to downgrade. I could not uninstall. But it's possible to go one step further than that and disable that application. So let's try doing that now.
Maluba, 11.98 megabytes. Navigate up. Downloaded. Device.
So on Navigate top of my up. Application manager here, I have little tabs. I have buttons to move to different tabs.
Keyboard.
By default,
downloaded.
It device just shows you the downloaded application.
Used. 3.6 gigabytes running. Running.
But you can also have the running ones.
Running. K9 mail. 10 meg file X.
Okay. So now I will scroll way down.
S voice, talkback, running, RAM. Navigate up, ring aside, downloaded, running, RAM. Downloaded, running, RAM, active app. Navigate up, ring, navigate up, screen will stay on. Services. Services, 74 to 50, 13, services. Service started by application, stopping service may call application manager. PagerBuddy notice fake, running, RAM. Running, RAM, show, navigate up. Downloaded, running, RAM, show cached processes. S voice, 6 point, show cached, navigate up. Application manager. Show cached processes. Running. RAM.
I could sing you a song.
Downloaded. All. Show it. S voice. 6 point. Ring a silent. Ring. Running. RAM.
Well, I'm
show
cached. To...
Show cached. Navigate up. Running. S voice. 6.7. Running. RAM. Show cached processes. Application map. Navigate up. App. Running. Downloaded. All. One contacts. 11.14
megabytes. So now we scroll
showing
down.
Items 1, ringbacks, 8.0, Yahoo, News, 3rd, WordWeb, 87.0, Windy Weather, 0.00 bytes, Where Am I, 472 kilobytes.
There are a lot of mysterious applications
showing
here, such as
3.
Windy Weather. I do not know what it is. I don't even want to know. It sounds dreadful.
Weather widget main, 44.00 kilobytes. Video player, 88.00 VPN dialogs, VVM plus, 8.00
VVM plus visual voicemail
double tap
plus.
To select. App info.
And here comes the app info for it.
Navigate up. App info. VVM plus. Version 1.00. 4 stop button. Disable button. Show notifications checkbox. Checked. Storage. Total.
So here we are, and you'll notice that instead of an uninstall button here, what I do have is a disable button. So it prevents this application from running.
Store, show notifications, disable button.
It doesn't make it go away, but at least it should stop it from running. So we'll do that now.
Alert, disable built-in apps. Disabling built-in apps may cause errors in other apps. Cancel. Okay.
That is true. So you have to be aware that if you disable an application and somehow your carrier or service provider had decided to make it a core application and integrate it deeply into your device, then if you disable it, it might actually break things. So you might want to consider that. But in this case, the visual voicemail, I do not think is... really deeply integrated into anything, so it won't really harm anything if I disable it. So I'll disable
it. OK button. App info.
Now I disabled it.
Enable button. Force stop button.
I will force stop it as well.
Alert force stop. If you force stop an app, it may cause errors. Cancel. OK. Force stop. If you force cancel button. OK button. App info.
Here we are. So now this application is disabled. It cannot run anymore.
File expert. 5 recent Play Store. Play Store. Screenshot.
So now.
Showing 6 items. My wish list. My apps. Play Store. Screenshot. Showing 6 items. My apps. Play Store. Updates. Rogers Anyplace TV by Twitter by Twitter, pink. Up to date. Twitter by Twitter, pink.
So now, the great thing is that it no longer shows up in the updates in the Play Store. I don't want to update it. And now it doesn't pollute my my update screen because it's disabled. So if there are these applications which you cannot get rid of because they are a part of the ROM which came with your phone, and you're stuck with them, you don't want to use them, you don't want them running, and you don't want to update them, the place to go is the app info screen, and the button to hit is disable. This covers more or less all of application management. I realized, however, that when we were covering the Play Store, there's one tiny thing that I did not cover, which is buying an application. You have currently, unless you have the gift card thing going, which I do not know how it works, I never used it, as I said, the feature only became available very recently, and the cards themselves are only beginning to show up in retail locations here in Canada, so I never had the opportunity to use the gift card. But besides that, the main and up till now only way to purchase an application on the Play Store is through Google Wallet. So what you have to do is head to Google Wallet, I think it's wallet.google.com, and sign in and register a credit card or some kind of payment method. And then once you have done that, you will be able to purchase an application. This is something rather different and not really relevant to managing application, but you will have to do that probably on your PC or however you feel comfortable handling these things, and set up your Google Wallet account. Once this is done, you find an application you want to buy, and instead of... well, let's see.
3G/4G/Wi-Fi coverage map.
Let's find an application.
Search Google Play.
Let's find an application
Edit
to
box.
Buy.
Search Google Play. W W 7 I I F D D H T H J A T G G 2 E E T T space widget P P 4 R T R R I U I O O.
Widget Pro, it ought to bring up something.
Search.
I'm sure if you call something Widget Pro.
One, Beautiful Widgets Pro, Level Up Studio, $2.70
All
button.
Right.
Showing items 1 to 7 of 20. Beautiful Widgets Pro by Level Up Studio. One, Beautiful Widgets Pro by Level Up Studio.
So
search
it.
Query.
It tells me it's $2 and whatever. Okay.
$2.70 button.
So instead of an install button, I have a $2.75 button. If I tap it,
Google Play Store, app permissions. Your location, precise GPS.
Gives me app permissions, button. Which I have to accept.
Google Play Store, Google Play Store. Beautiful Widgets Pro, Visa 6654, to buy. Buy.
So now I have a buy button.
Edit box.
And now...
Double tap to enter text.
So as you can see, it's several steps. You have to tap the button that gives you the amount. Then it gives you the permissions which you have to accept. Then it shows up. It shows up with another confirmation, basically telling you which payment method it's going to employ, and a buy button which you have to tap. And finally, here,
edit box, confirm password.
It asks you to confirm your password, so you have to input your main Google password at this point to confirm that you want to buy.
Edit box, password help button. Never ask me again checkbox, not checked.
You can have this checkbox to so that it never asks you again, which seems to me to be a tremendously bad idea. But there you are.
Confirm. Confirm.
Okay, we're not going to confirm, so we're just going to back out.
Google Play Store.
But I wanted to cover that just briefly, especially you mentioned that you have to link your Google Wallet account to a payment method, and take you through the steps which you would have to employ in order to buy an application. Once you've bought the application, by the way, it just downloads. It sends a receipt to your Gmail account, which you probably should keep. That's about it, really. Your applications are linked to your Gmail account or your Google account, so once you've purchased them, you can re-download them. You can... I believe you can even download them to several devices, so long as they're linked to the same Google account. And finally, once you've installed an application, if you should want to refund it, you have 15 minutes and the uninstall button is instead relabeled as refund. And if you hit that button, you will be refunded. That's that. And that covers pretty much all of app management on Android. You can use the Play Store. The Play Store is really great, I find, for finding applications too. You just, it's fairly content-oriented, as I said earlier. So finding applications and managing them is actually quite easy. And if you don't want to or can't, you can always sideload applications as well and use the built-in application manager to view information about the application and manage such things as notifications and cache and data, and uninstall and even disable built-in applications. So that covers it. I hope this is useful, and I hope you will, if you were feeling a little uncomfortable managing applications straight from your...
Seven, device unlocked.
Straight from your Android device, that you will now feel a little more confident. And I think that once you've broken the ice, you will find that app management using your Android device, using straight from your Android device, is actually a lot easier and more intuitive than doing it from the PC. So, as usual, thank you for listening, and if this was useful to you, consider following me on Twitter at smassey1 or on Google Plus, the address which you will find below the outline to this demonstration, to get any updates on further rambling audio demonstrations such as this one, or articles. Thank you for listening. Over and out.